R.V. Webster of the Natural History Museum recounts the discovery of Lucy.
In 1972, a young paleoanthropologist came to work at the Natural History Museum. His name was Dr. Donald Johansson. And he had a brand new site in Ethiopia that he intended to go work as with part of an international team to look for human ancestors. Beating all odds, in a place called Hadar in the Great Rift of Ethiopia, discovers a 40% complete human ancestor dated to 3.1 million years, a brand new species called Australopithecus afarensis, nicknamed Lucy, after the Beatles tune Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which happened to be playing on the cassette recorder in their field tent when they were analyzing the fossils. And it turns out that Lucy was the most complete and oldest human ancestor ever found. And all of a sudden, Cleveland, Ohio, and the Cleveland Museum of Natural History and Dr. Donald Johansson became the center of the whole world of human evolutionary studies. And actually, the Cleveland Museum of Natural History, Cleveland State University, Case Western Reserve University, Kent State University, scientists from all these organizations created this incredible network and hub of interest in human origins.